Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On 104.1 KMOX, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. What a busy day. Cardinals, Battlehawks, City all playing. Final round of the Masters. We're keeping an eye on hockey for the Blues' sake as they are trying to make the playoffs. There's so much going on, and it is absolutely busy in the portal right now. College basketball is a year-round sport, as you know, and Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens, joins us, as he would very well know. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you. And college basketball has wrapped up, but it doesn't mean that the activity has stopped. I mean, it is crazy trying to put together a roster these days.
Yeah, I think actually I tell people the busiest time of year is from the buzzer of your last game to whenever you complete your roster. And, you know, it actually turns into the busiest time of the year as you figure out who's coming back, and then what you need and what that looks like. And as you said, it's a mad dash once the season ends. But you know, you can make a case that it's in some ways the most important time of the year, because certainly the goal is for everybody to assemble a championship caliber roster, and to do that, you got to have obviously elite level talent, you got to have elite character, and you got to have depth. And everybody's rushing to try to put those together.
Absolutely. Let's work our way backwards, because you've announced four players, and I want to get to them in just a minute. But right now, there's still more to do, right? I mean, you're still actively looking, trying to secure some commitments here.
Yeah, no, we're still full speed ahead. We have a big weekend, and, we're trying to put the finishing touches. I think, the 2 years I've had, I think we've done the best job of, in terms of the portal. We've actually been able to get done in, mid-April, mid to late April. I think the hope is, we're on a similar trajectory, but we still got to add a couple more pieces to finalize it.
Well, that's exciting to see how it all turns out, because we all know what your history is at Lincoln Memorial, at Indiana State, and now at St. Louis University, given time and building what you want. And at SLU last year was a good year. I mean, you had some ups and downs for sure. You had some challenges, but let's look at what you've added here. And I'll tell you, one of the players on the floor at Chaffetz Arena was Paul Otieno. I watched it, and you just naturally start thinking about this day and age. When you watch games, you think, man, Paul Otieno, who's going to go grab him? Quinnipiac, I mean, he looked unbelievable to me. When it's all said and done, he got your attention too, because he is now a St. Louis Billiken.
He really was. It was, you know, it was honestly when you go play somebody, you prepare for them. And I remember I was watching Quinnipiac's previous two games, and I asked, I was like, who is this kid? You know what I mean? Like, I watched them. They played UMass Lowell the game before we played them, and he had 10 offensive rebounds in that game. Not 10 rebounds, but just 10 offensive rebounds. And Paul is, you know, every bit of 6'8", you know, 6'9", 235 pounds. He's unbelievable in terms of his effort, his athleticism, his physicality. He was sixth in the country in offensive rebounding. You know, he's a true center offensively. But he can step out and shoot the basketball. He can handle the basketball, not at Robbie's level, but he does a lot of things there. He's a really good athlete. And then, you know, you can pair him with Robbie because he can guard fours, he can guard threes, he can take a five. And so, you know, he can guard. He has great defensive versatility, can catch the ball on the seams, monster on the offensive glass. And, you know, I think he blocked more shots this year himself than our entire team did. So in some areas we needed offensive rebounding, shot blocking, physicality, and the ability to give us some versatility to play he and Robbie together, but they can also both play separate of each other. I think that was a home run for us.
What about Quentin Jones, who you were able to grab from Northern Illinois? He's a scorer.
Yeah, Quentin's a really unique player. You know, he led, you know, Northern Illinois was obviously didn't have a great year, but he himself was terrific. You know, you watch them, they struggled offensively, but he led the MAC in scoring last game. He wound up getting hurt in the first minute and went from first to third, but he led the league in scoring all year. What was impressive is, you know, 46% though from the field on a team that didn't shoot a high percentage, 36% from three, you know, made 54 threes. And then he had 107 assists and only, you know, 73, 74 turnovers. You know, so a great assist turnover ratio. He's got great playmaking skills at 6'5". You know, you always want size and playmaking. He can really handle pass shoot. We think in our system, the way we play, he's got incredible versatility on both ends. But we love his playmaking, love his shooting. He can get by. He's a good defender, and he's a terrific for a guard. He's a plus-plus offensive rebounder. Gets on the glass, averaged, you know, almost five rebounds a game for them as well.
Trey Green from Xavier is a guard there. Tell me about his journey right now, because obviously he didn't get to play a ton this year.
Yeah, so Trey was a guy that you know, I recruited in the summer of 22. I was recruiting a number of guys on MOCAN when I was at Indiana State. So I saw them probably more than any team, you know, I've ever seen in AAU, just because of you know, they had, you know, Kyan Evans and Caden Fish and Kennard Davis and Kyle Polk and, you know, all these different guys that we were, Josiah Doetzler. They had all these different guys in Indiana State that we were recruiting. And so I had to see them play 20 sometimes, and I was at every game at the Peach Jam, and I just loved Trey Green. Obviously, we weren't in a position to recruit him. He was a, you know, a top 60 player in the country, you know, he was, you could just tell. I mean, just our.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Kind of guy, like, had great toughness, great skill, courageous. He's a smaller guard, but he can get anywhere he wants to on the floor. He's an incredible shooter. He's got a high, high level of confidence. Can play make, facilitate, finds a balance of him. Went to Xavier, first year was all rookie team in the Big East. So, had a really good freshman year for them, second year, early in the year, he wound up stepping away from the team for some personal reasons. And I think came back and practiced, got a redshirt year for it. But he's a guy that, I think can in this system, I think he can be spectacular. I really do. He's so dynamic. He shoots it with range, can handle it, can get where he wants to, can get a shot anytime he wants to. Is a terrific passer, willing passer, tough defensively. If you're gonna have small guards, they got to be able to shoot off the dribble. You got to be able to shoot with range. He does those things at a high level. They're not the same, but he's got a lot of similar qualities to Isaiah, who obviously was very successful as a small guard for us, both at Indiana State and here at St. Louis. And I think Trey can have a very, very similar type year for us.
That sounds very encouraging. And then Deion Brown, who's a tough 6'3 guard, does a lot of things well. It kind of sounds like a player that anybody would want on their team, but he also lit up North Carolina for 20 points in a game last year.
Yeah, Deion, we talked about, addressing issues, and we felt like, obviously playmaking was a huge issue for us last year. Offensive rebounding, forcing turnovers, getting more athletic, getting faster, getting more skilled, being more athletic, positional size, all those things, a lot of boxes to check. Deion's a unique player. If you rewind it back to the year before at Maryland, Baltimore County, he led the America East in scoring and rebounding at 6'3", averaged 21.4 points a game and 9.6 rebounds a game. Huh. So, pretty remarkable for somebody that size to average basically, 21.4 and 9.6. He's got a great knack for the ball, incredible cutter, really athletic, wired to score, has shot 35% or better all 3 years of his college career from three, is very capable shooting, but great cutting instincts, terrific offensive rebounder, great athlete, plus defender. I think he's got the type of versatility. We're trying to create a roster with the type of versatility that he can play with anybody, but gives us a chance to be more like what we hopefully had at Indiana State in terms of the versatility, the skill level, playmaking offensively. I think that was a big reason we turned the ball over so much is how much playmaking responsibility fell onto Robbie and Isaiah. The ability for to disperse that more is a huge thing. The ability to build more depth to obviously hopefully play guys less minutes and less being more for a lot of guys. But Deion's a guy that, checks a ton of boxes for us and started at Boston College, started in the ACC this past year. But you go back to his time at UMBC, and I think he's an electric-type player and a fantastic athlete with a huge motor. Our fans will probably see a lot of similarities with Deion and kind of the level of toughness and effort that Dylan Warlick plays with. Deion has a lot of those similar traits, but just is a fantastic athlete on top of that.
And speaking of that, we know of your returnees. One, I think, of note that we would want to ask about here before we go is Kellen Thames. Is there anything you can tell us about his progression?
Yeah, Kellen is just, he's working through trying to figure out exactly from a medical diagnosis standpoint, what he's dealing with. We have some ideas on that. Kellen himself will, I think, address those when he's comfortable to. But there's nothing, confirmed. They have some diagnoses that they're researching, looking at. We hope we'll have some answers there. And then once we have like a confirmed diagnosis on what he's dealing with, you know, then we can get to, like, what are the next steps? What are the solutions? Is there a solution? Nothing that they're looking at is anything that would be fortunate, anything, you know, life-threatening for Kellen or anything like that. It's really just, like, what can his basketball career continue? At what level can it continue? And so they're looking at that. And it could be as simple as, hey, he's going to be ready to go next year, and we have contingencies if that's the case, or if there isn't, then we have contingencies in case of that. But regardless of whatever the diagnosis lands on, you know, Kellen's going to be a part of our program next year in some capacity. The capacity just is based on how these test results shake out. And he knows, which, you know, we've got his, you know, his back 100%. We support him, love him. And he's whatever it is, whether he's hopefully in uniform, because man, is he a heck of a player. And would we be so much better if he's able to play and compete? Would we have been? I would have looked a lot smarter last year if he was able to play after the first four games, you know. We hope he can play. But certainly, whatever happens, Kellen's going to be a part of our program.
He is quite a talent, Coach. Thank you for that update and for all of your updates here. It's been a valuable 12 minutes spent with you here on KMOX. We look forward to our next visit.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Tom. We'll talk soon, and look forward to connecting. Great day for St. Louis sports, so let's go do it.
Yes, it is. We'll take a look at the Blues coming up next. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX right after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV. A better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device. Separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.